Yo, what's happening, man?
Talk Radio.
My fault, y'all. We was having such a difficult place, man. We back real quick, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for rocking with me, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm dedicated to a new one, but I just gotta reminisce. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off. Where you're walking got me feeling like you're new to me. Who are me, and if you move the hips, it's cool with me. Now you're distant from my world, and as I write the song, memories of your hate is what makes me write alone. You hate me now, don't care for the fact you hate me now. Don't miss the days when you lay a phone and then lay me down. It's colder on the other side, now you on another's mind. Take it back to 13 in the summertime. I'm moving on to better things, I hate to reminisce. Even though I'm still trapped in the box you left me in. Sometimes I think about my future and you come to mind. But then again you ignore my love for another's line. This ain't the first time you broke my heart and left it shattered in the middle of the road. Where do I start? With the lies, deception. You might remember how I gave my all to you and slept through nights to stress. It's knife to chest, but fuck it, your own news. Thought I would just address it for the next one you blow through. Nowadays I'm dedicated to a new one, ain't lost hope. So where's that man you slumped me for? Thought so. I used to look at you like you was a goddess. Red heels and lipstick that match your purses and wallets. With all that ass and the cash in the bag, rocking Prada. Give me that stare, girl, while I help you take that top off.
Yo, this the Kid No Sleeping. You rocking with True Radio ENT. Hottest radio out here. And remember, I am crack. They take drugs. Team No Sleep. No days off. Huh?
What's happening, man? We back, though. I don't even know what happened here, man. My fault, y'all. We was having technical difficulties, you feel me? So
it
that's what happened.
Sometimes it happens sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. This is the invasion. This is the invasion, you know, the ski mask, everything on, with your boy Lucci Lone Wolf in the building.
You said ski mask.
Nigga, I said ski mask on with the duct tape, everything. Nigga, we holding this motherfucker with y'all. That was good, y'all.
Man, that's when you know. That's when you know. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through, bro.
Man, you already know, man. You came through for me, so I'm coming through for y'all, man. I know we're going to have an awesome show tonight. We're going to have the homeboy Millie come through tonight, so I'm excited for that. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing some good music, bro. That's just some banging music. Who was that?
That was Will. That was the homie Will Smith, the dude who be mixing UT tracks sometimes, who be doing the graphics sometimes.
True. That's what's up. So I saw you had asked about you. Huh?
What you gonna say?
Oh no, I was saying you was asking earlier about the ISIS situation.
Yeah.
I just wanted to lay it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, bro, I think the whole ISIS situation is extremely messed up in every way. You feel
every
me?
Way.
It's like, you know what I'm saying. But what kind of gets to me the most is, a lot of people are blaming religion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
religion,
you know what I'm saying, separates from that. You feel me? You have a lot of crazy people out there in the world that's going to do some bad stuff. You feel me? But it's just, I don't know. It's like a lot of people get upset about it and blame on religion and whatnot. And I think that to me is just a little, what you call it, just a little scapegoat for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't blame religion for what other people are doing, you feel me? Because in the end, you know what I'm saying, you're not, the people who end up doing that were all, they're all just caught up in that craziness, bro. And it's
right.
crazy how everybody blames that. But all in all, now I'm hearing some crazy stuff about some of the people from France are going to be coming over to the U.S. where they're going to, because the refugees, and they're going to be trying to station refugees over here in the U.S. and whatnot. Which I'm like, okay, but what about our, you know, all the homeless veterans out here that's on the streets and whatnot, struggling actually have a roof over their head? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand the refugees, you know, overseas and whatnot, but what about, you know, just overall the people over here, man? It's crazy out here, but in the end, you know what I'm saying?
Religion has, like I was talking to Naomi G about that, like religion has nothing to do with that, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't, like no matter what religion you believe in, you can't blame our religion, because no religion would tell you to go kill mass amounts of people, you know what I'm saying? Like that's idiotic to me, you know what I'm saying? You can't blame that on that. That's just you, that no religion would tell you, unless you're a Satanist, at least from my research, you feel me? But other than that, though, I mean, you can't, like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just a crazy world we're living in. You just got to, you got to be strapped and ready at all given times, because you never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like my prayer be every day when I leave home, like, I'm making it back home safe by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what happens, I'm making it through the day. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I make it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be prepared.
You got to be patient and you got to prepare. You got to understand what's all going on now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it all depends on what you do next, what's going on
right.
in your life, what's going to, you know, how you view things in life, because we're all human and we all view things a different way.
Right.
But if you view it in a very bad way and in a very bad light, it's just, to me personally, is something that we got to really look at it at that point of view, you know. You can't sit there and blame religion for that, you know what I'm saying? So,
on the bright side, though, you know, oh, snap, let me see. Okay, so it looks like we got the homie G back online. We're reading the homie G back online, so we can continue talking about this.
Most def. What it do, bro?
Not too much, man. What's going on with you?
Man, just sitting here working, doing what I gotta do, man, surviving this crazy world, bro. What's up with you?
I can hear you, man. I'm about the same over here, man. Always working, always doing something, always keeping busy, and, you know, trying to keep my head above board.
I feel you, man. I feel you. Yeah, we were just sitting there talking about the ISIS situation, man, and they're talking about they're bringing all the refugees over here. And everything, I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's more of, like, I say I feel them, but it's like, it's kind of like mixed feelings on it as
yeah.
well, too. But it's an understanding type thing, you know?
Right.
So.
It's not going to get any better anytime soon, but it just seems like the more everyone comes to this standstill and just, we're all like, sitting there watching fish in a fish aquarium. You know, everybody's got a voice, but only a few people are actually speaking up and saying anything. And then the ones who are saying things aren't saying what we need to hear.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know. I was telling G earlier, like, before we had some difficulties, I was telling G earlier, like I feel like with all these celebrities, they have a platform to speak out about things like this, and I feel like as a man or as a woman, I feel like you should, no matter what your employer has to say, you should be true to who you is, and you should voice your opinion about stuff like, and you should speak out about stuff like this, and you actually should support the reconstruction of this madness. You see what I'm saying? I want to be sure that I'm using the right words. You feel me? Like, I feel like celebrities should actually, okay, let's use, for example, let's say okay, how trade? Well, how with Mike Brown, with Trayvon Martin, with the dude who got killed in New York. You know what I'm saying? I feel like with all that, I'm just being hypothetical. Like with all that, I feel like celebrities should have been speaking out about that and should have been like, yo, like we need to do this. We need to whatever you can do, no matter if it's you don't think it'll work or not, just do it anyway. Okay, like we need to have a march, we need to have a rally, or we need to have a Stop the Violence festival, or we need to go into these inner city communities, you feel me, and give these young kids, not just saying black but just any minority, we need to go into these inner cities and give an outlet to these inner city kids so we can stop this madness. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. I feel like that's not the celebrity's job, but they have a voice to use that. You see what I'm saying?
It's crazy you say that because, you know, there are those that
right.
kind of speak out, you know, when it comes to that, you know, comes time. Like, and I can't think of the dude's name right now, but it was a dude who directed Django. What is his name? He's an actor too, but you know, he spoke out against, you know, the police brutality things. Right? It was right after the young girl got snatched up in the classroom, and you know, he was speaking out against it. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you get these cops, and they all in their feelings. You know, and they was talking about how he was saying, you know, that all cops are murderers and this, that, and the other. And that's the exact opposite of what he was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you stop and you think about what we see as black men in our black neighborhood and what the rest of the world may see based on what the media shows them, you know, we see something totally different. We see more of what they're starting to show on the TV about these cops than they ever have. This ain't new to us. This is nothing new. This is old school. They just now wanted to televise it more. They're televising it now like they used to back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s when they first started doing all of the Martin Luther King marches and, you know, the demonstrations then when the cops were out there with the big water hoses spraying down the black folks. They're starting to show that kind of stuff again, but we have seen this throughout our history.
Right.
It's nothing new to us.
Right.
But it needs to change because it's getting back to the point to where as a black man myself, and I'm an older black man, I'm not like you, you're a young cat, you know, y'all should be walking around fearful every time you step out your front door.
Right.
Because y'all are targeted. But as an older black man, I'm in my 40s, as an older black man, I fear walking out my house and getting in my car and driving down the streets because we are racially profiled for the fact that we are black.
Right.
We're Hispanic. We're Oriental. We compose the minority majority, but the minority or the majority of minorities, which is the white, they don't see this
right.
often because unless their kids are hoodlums, then they don't have to deal with it.
Right.
Go back in time. Step back a little bit. Think about the drug trade. You know, right around the time NWA came out and Ice Cube made that statement, we don't have passports.
Right.
We don't go out and bring the drugs or the guns into America. We don't have planes.
Right.
So where is it coming from?
Exactly.
Now, as long as all that madness stayed in the inner city, it was cool. The moment that went out into middle America, the moment that hit the suburbs, the moment that hit those highly ethnic, those ethnic races or those the white folks and the upper class, the upper class, not the upper middle class,
right.
but the upper class, when it hit those people, then it became an issue.
Right.
Now we got to have a war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we were doing what the Klan wasn't really doing anymore, what, you know, the bigots weren't doing anymore, as long as we were taking care of it because we're out there like it's the wild, wild west, we shooting up each other.
Right.
While we was doing that to ourselves, they were sitting back watching and waiting because they knew. They knew it, at some point it was going to level off. It has to because everything
right.
has to come full circle. And that's where we're
and
at now.
And this brings me to my next question. Now, I've been hearing a lot lately from different people, really from celebrities. Really, I heard Boosie say it when he first came home. I heard August Alsina say it. They said the worst race right now to be is a black man in America. Now, would you say that's true or false, and why not? Loot you first.
I would say it's in between. I want to say that it's bad. Like, it's you know, let me say it like this, and I'll say it in a very smart way. Whoever is on the opposing side of a race that's getting a lot of heat from is kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Whether you're black or whether you're in a religion or whether or not. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm saying first it was blacks and they're saying, well, it's pretty much bad to be black. But it's like, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's who's ever on the bad opposing side.
Right.
Is the one that's in the worst way. Because at the moment right now, what I've been seeing is religion is really the bad side to be on. But I don't count on religion, because at the end of the day, people gonna believe in what they're gonna believe in. I support anybody,
right?
Because everybody's human. You know what I'm saying? But who's ever on the opposing side that's getting a lot of heat is the reason, is like the worst side to ever be on, because
right.
A lot of people are going to say and do a lot of bad things, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse in due time. So whoever's in that side is really going through it the worst. So
right.
That's not really answer it that way, because just saying black is the worst person to be on, that's like, you know, that's kind of pretty much an understatement, because
right.
You know, but that's my opinion on it.
RG, what's your opinion, bro?
Yeah, I have to agree. It really depends on what's, and excuse me, but for lack of a better word, what's popular at the time. You know, be it race, be it religion, be it drug dealers, drug users, you know, whatever's popular, whatever social media and the overall media blast is at that time. You know, that's who the enemy is. Right now, it's religion, even though ISIS isn't really a religious epithet. It has nothing to really do with a religion. You know, so they blame it on the Muslims, but it's not really Muslim. You know what I'm saying? So it's really,
right.
Whatever's popular at the time, those are the ones that are getting the full onset of what we feel, quote unquote, and it's not really what we feel, but it's what they say we should feel. Now, granted, like I said earlier, you know, I understand how people are feeling about everything that's going on over there in France. I understand how people are feeling about everything that's going on over in Africa. Me personally, don't live there. I live right here, and I see the same thing, minus a lot of the bombs going on right here in America.
Speaking of Africa, what happened in Africa, actually? I've seen something happen, but I didn't actually hear about what happened. What happened? Was the same thing?
I didn't see the full thing, but it was something similar with the, like, 2,000 people, I think it was, got killed or something like that. It was a really astronomical number. It was a big number. But I'm like, but here's the thing. While everybody was in an uproar of the people that got killed in Paris, you really didn't hear a lot about what was going on over in Africa.
Exactly.
You know, while they were starting to bomb Syria, the people over in Africa are still cleaning up the mess that was going on over there, but you didn't hear a lot about that. You don't hear a lot about that.
Right.
And then, unless it's a high-profile thing here, like I said, we see that kind of stuff all the time, but you don't hear about it unless it gets filmed or unless it leaks out. Or unless the media finds a way to twist it into all of the other nonsense that they put on the air so that it sensationalizes their race.
Right.
And that's what we as Americans got to start looking at. When the media put it out there, research it before you jump on it. Because a lot of times, it's sensationalized.
This is true. I made a mistake on time.
There are certain times of the year that you see a whole bunch of shit going on the news, And that's because they're out for those ratings. Who's going to have the highest ratings? Because the more ratings they get, the more funding they get. So it
exactly.
turns all the way around, and it goes into another part of that circle, and it becomes about money. The more money you get, the more commercials you can run. The more commercials you get, again, the more money you get.
Exactly.
We as Americans, all of us, not just us blacks, not just the Mexicans, not the Orient, all of us, black, white, red, green, brown, purple, yellow, pink, polka dotted if you want them to be, aliens coming from space if need be, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and we need to start, you know, start paying attention.
Exactly.
And with that being
exactly.
said, we'll get into this obsession record from the homies UT. I know I just played it, but that record basically sums up the whole conversation we just had. Like I be loving conversations like this, man. Like in-depth conversation when you can step away from the music and you can step away, when you can step away from what's going, from just your normal day, when you go into a deep conversation and you can have a song to back it up. That's it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I don't know what. Chuck at the point, though.
I agree.
But
most definitely.
Obsession. Nama's UT.
Celebrities, females, or the girl in gym class with the ass and the penis. We all got obsessions, maybe fighting depression. Daily, why are we stressing? Take it in as a lesson. Damn, the world is corrupt, and the government's got money like they give a fuck. Now they hoping we stuck, and they blinding us all. Kids walking to school, weak-minded and fall. I speak minded in all, cause my head's on straight. And these nations drop bombs, cause they lead on hate. Because fear is power, and right here is our chance to make a fucking difference in the nearest hour. And if we don't, damn, what will the world turn out to be? If we wanna change the world, then why are we focusing on the wrong shit like new polo? We're Nikes in a sweatshirt, and this bullshit is really making my motherfucking head hurt. Damn, this is real, dog, the land of the free. Nah, homie, it's more like the land of belief. We spend our lives working jobs to earn cash for rent, mortgage, food, insurance, and your check is spent. But yeah, does that sound free to you? A fucking clear message from me, Red B to you. This shit is real, my dude. Illuminati is fake. Nah, homie, they flaunt the shit right up in your face. Yo, they feed you with obsessions, 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 obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Man, what's the world's plan? They feed you with obsessions, obsessions, obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Yo, I'ma go back in. Kids, they fuck school, dropping out like it's a trend. Thinking life is just a game and being homeless is pretend. They go to parties every night, getting high up with their friends. They forget about their lives and think the party never ends. But when that bill comes in that you just cannot pay, they put a notice on your door and say you cannot stay. This generation needs some help, let me lead the way out of our stupid little fucking dark hopeless days. Cause man, we can shine bright, we're born stars. And it's crazy how these ladies turn into porn stars. And for some cash and riches, you get to bag some bitches so these ladies can serve their kids on some plastic dishes. Man, some of the realest shit I ever wrote in my life. And I'm hoping you can relate to fucking in life. Your past, your demons, and make a change. So fuck it, let's do it. Place your hopes and your cares up above all the bullshit. Throw your arms in the air. Fuck obsessions blinding you from the high in you. All in fire, you light the fire to be the better you. Yo, Haze, what you got on this shit?
Yo, B. Man, it's the flashy clothes and the cash and hoes that the government is using now to trap the whole world. And I don't understand how that can hold a grip unless we're stupid, yet they have control. It's crazy, obsessions control me, obsessions control you. I wake up daily needing me a Newport to pull through. But y'all are stuck on TV shows, comedians with jokes too, claiming that the Matrix is fake. What if I told you it's gripping you right now with the smiles on your face? When you get that check and it ain't shit, you're trying to get erased. Cause without the money, nothing matters, life isn't a race. But you close-minded fuck are just blinded in the screen. How can't you see it? To me, it don't make any sense at all. You got short attention spans, they just laugh and let you fall. You're obsessed with all this fashion and the people on the TV shows. You wanna be like them, homie, why can't you just see your own path to make it? But you're stuck up in the drug scene, selling dope like you hear on the radio and fuck these bitches like they say, right? Nah, that ain't no real man. A real man sees through the lies and builds himself a real plan. The media distracts you all with tons of false realities. Music that depicts the lives of gangsters throwing cash and green, distract you from the FEMA camps with TV shows we haven't seen in years, and then they play them to distract us from this battle scene. This racial tension is created by the media. Martial law is coming soon. Obsessions have us being stuck in a position to be taken easily. They see this stuff we're doing and they use it to excuse why they've been beating us. We're on a lost path. Our world is slowly crumbling. Everyone, including me, obsessed over the dumbest things, and tons of these things keep us from what we really need to do. I just hope that I can open your eyes and you see the truth. We seem to do everything for the dope, whether it's selling drugs or a job we hate, we're just broke. And we obsess over the jewelry they flash in these shows. So we spend money unwisely, then we're trapped in a hole. Now our caskets are closed. They've been laughing at the shit. They love that these kids nowadays are lacking in wisdom. They're getting you obsessing and they're grabbing you in quick. I'm trying to help you out, that's why I happily spit this. Open your ears, open your mind to the truth. I once was dumb, but never was as blinded as you. Older generations know this, so they try for the youth, and they accept it, thinking that they'll climb to the roof. And it's crazy to watch how America falls. No one wants to step up and prepare us at all. They all hide behind the shadows like it's scary to talk, and they beat us with obsessions just to bury these thoughts. If we squared up and fought, it'd be an all-out war. What is America having a big fallout for? We're at the point where the police have an obsession with murder. They want to kill us. They beat us just to mess with us first. But if we respond, they kill us. That just left me disturbed, cause they're criminals like we are, but we still don't deserve the abuse of power. Jump on this blinding us, let's move the towers. We need to gain our rights back. My crew will shoot for hours. We're wasting time by doing nothing through these useful hours, letting our obsessions control us while they're just shooting at us.
They feed you with obsessions, 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 obsessions. Obsessions trick your mind until they become possessions. Man, what's the world's plan? They feed you with obsession.
Can I live? Can I live? Blow stupid as an F student. Feeling like the OJs these days, I make that soul music. Got them car wash bars, my niggas go through it. But it's more to it, we don't validate intruders. Haters taking shots like we the ones sober. These niggas chase a we pour straight, no need for soda. So you know you're older, King Louis the crown holder. Love it when they frown, cause greatness is around the corner. So I hit a block a few, only cop to Mark Jacobs so that they could watch the move. Tonight I think I see an aisle or two, then he whispered in my ear, Louis, who's watching who? Could get at these niggas for their remarks, but truthfully you niggas ain't worth the trouble in bars. We illuminate the night, definition of stars. Then they ask me why I snap, guess they started pushing too far. Two car garage is what I consider it hard. I am not as shallow as you are, but them dreams and things to think about, well endowed. Didn't graduate from here, but got my masters and I'm out. Can I live? Can I live? But them rings and things you sing about, well endowed. Didn't graduate from here, got my masters and I'm out smoking haze.
Can a nigga breathe? Live life perfect. Every moment worth it. Flows that's polished, I'm the envy of these writers. As they take notes, know I'm honored by these biters. Lonely, I'm the only with the few that see the focus. Heavy ammunition, but the music never noticed. My ambition as an artist, I was made to be a legend. The business 50-50, make a million with my brethren. In the food chain, my position is a star. I say it uncommon, out loud like Arvar. They praying on me hard, I'm falling to my diminish. The book being written, the chapters are never finished. I'm old school, done in the dark, it come to light. Join generation, I'm ill, it takes flight. On the plane with the Dane, figure eight in the Bermuda. The nerve of disturbance, I'm picking off all intruders. Every inch reclaiming the measurements of this ruler. Principal, I'm head of these teachers who run the school. Suspicion of detention, controlling you, Ferris Bueller. And we the one that's winning, it's obvious who the loser. Different kind of jewels, investing, we black jewels. Your money too young, you're baking the old news. Multi-millionaire boys, we the label. And we don't trust much, so you know we're at the table.
Even though this road was hard, never thought we'd be this far. We are
smoking,
we are
smoking.
And they try to hold us down, they can't stop us working now. We are
smoking,
we are. Even though this road was hard, never thought we'd be this far.
Shout out to Honey all together. Shout out to MJ, who co-hosts on my show, you know what I'm saying, with the Friday forecast. I'll make sure y'all tune in this Friday. I'm going to post what we're going to do tomorrow. I didn't post it today. I'm just going to post it tomorrow because I'm busy with a lot of stuff this week.
You.
But, yeah. Oh, I want to talk about that Ronda Rousey fight, bro. I'm like, everybody's going ham over that, man.
What happened with that, though?
I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say it like this because this is the truest thing. And I keep stressing it with everybody. When you are a champion and you are super hyped, you will be defeated in no time. You will be defeated. No matter if you're a champion, you will be defeated. So she goes in with a big head and thinking that, you know, she going to win, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, she gets defeated. And everybody is just destroying her with the memes, with the statuses, with everything. But don't get me wrong, I'm not a hater of Ronda Rousey. I actually like her. She's a very good fighter. I've seen her matches. She's a very good fighter and everything. I've seen, you know, but the thing is that when you overhype somebody, like, she's been on movies, magazines, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's, like, the top person on the news, been to so much stuff. When you overhype somebody, everybody's going to have all eyes on you. I can tell that night she didn't have her head in the game. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
It happens like that. When you mess up and you lose that streak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nothing you can do about it. You feel me? But you would just go back. You just go back and you try again. You don't quit. You just continue on fighting. You continue on doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So I hope she goes back. I hope she goes back and get that title back again. You know what I'm saying? I never count anybody out. You know, the more they keep going, the more, you know, better things come out. But
never underestimate your opponent.
Yeah,
well,
you just got. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, look at all your great fighters. Look at all your great professionals. I mean, Muhammad Ali lost, and he was the biggest braggart in the world back in the day. I mean, Muhammad Ali could make you feel 2 inches tall just before you even stepped in the ring, you know, with him. You already lost the match. Iron Mike Tyson. Nobody wanted to fight Iron Mike Tyson. You had to literally pay people out the ass to get them to step into the ring with. Every dog has his day.
Exactly.
Every dog. At some point in time, you're going to lose. The question is, like you said, is she going to learn from this? And I think she is. I think when she gets the belts back, she's going to be a better champion. I think she's going to be a hell of a lot better, of a champion, because now she's got this loss under her belt. Now she knows what that feels like. You know, now she got an understanding of how the world really works. She's young. She's, what, 24 years old? She's young.
Oh, yeah,
she's supposed to be cocky. She's supposed to be, this is the lady she was fighting was 33, I believe. Rhonda, she's supposed to be cocky. You go in, you got your chest pushed out. You suppose it. Somebody needs to come in there and push your chest in. When they push your chest in, you become a better fighter. I mean, I know a lot of people are all over him. I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan. Can't stand it. Is he a good boxer? Well, he wants to be. I'll give him that. But at some point in time, if he keeps boxing, somebody's going to push his chest in. And it needs to happen.
Just he always do, though. I agree with that.
He needs to be humble. I mean, he is so much different than his dad. His daddy was always this cool, calm, collected type dude.
Wait, who was his pops?
The mouthpiece. His Floyd Mayweather scene. He's a boxer. You know, but he was always this calm, you know, collected cat. You know, he was like Sugar Ray Leonard or Lennox. You know, he never really was much of a blah, 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 blah. But Floyd is. He's a blah, blah, blah. I've never been a big fan of his. But like I said, can he box when he wants to? When he wants to, Floyd can box with the best of them.
True. I fully agree.
You know, at some point in time, we all got to feel that defeat. I mean, look at the three of us. Look at the three of us. We're professionals in our own rights. I write books. Y'all do music. We're artists in our own rights. But we have had to suffer the losses so that we'll be hungry. We'll stay hungry for the gains that are to come.
Right.
Exactly.
You know. So that's where we are. We're all in this state where we're fighting. I got my books out there. Y'all got your music out there. We're out there. We're hustling. We're fighting. We're pushing our names out and around because we want to get to that table where the food is abundant, where everything is abundant. But to get to that table, we know we got to scratch and claw our way there through everything else.
Exactly.
And she didn't really have to do that. She got in there and she was an instant success. She didn't really. She had the amateur stuff, but when she became a professional, she was an instant success. Now she's got this loss under her belt. Now she's gonna know what it is to have to come from the bottom and climb all the way back to the top. And I think it's gonna make her a hell of a fighter when she gets to the top again.
Absolutely agree with that, man. With that being said, we got the homie Millie online, the man of the hour for tonight. We got the homie Millie. Shout out to Standout Gang, man. Millie, what's happening with you, though?
What's good, bro? What's happening?
Cooling, man, cooling. Man, introduce yourself to the people, man. Let them know who you is, bro.
Well, I go by the name of Millie Two Commas from Lakeland, Florida. CEO, artist, owner, Standout Gang.
Turn up. Man, so what got you first introduced into music, man?
Really, my cousins was doing it. My cousin, DSK, he was doing it. He got me on the music, you know, taught me what I needed to know. And, you know, I just took advantage of it. And that's where we at now.
That's what it is, though. Like now, I'm going to give the people a brief backstory real quick. I remember because I went to Kathleen, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I was in high school, the Wilson boys was just popping off, man. So like, what was that time period like when y'all was doing that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I say, we started recording in the garage on a little computer microphone, you know, the little small little microphone. So
yeah.
And we was really just getting started, and I mean, we just somehow just got a buzz. Everybody was rocking with us, and you know, we done performed in front of a lot of people. We done did a lot of things and that sort of nature. But in that era of time, it was, you know, it was just all that Wilson boys and high school hype and all that there. So
true. Man, so I know you sent me in a couple of records. You know what I'm saying, from the mixtape coming out, man. So let's talk about Tables Turn, though. Like what can people expect from this new mixtape, from this new music? Cause I know you ain't really something in a minute. You feel me? I remember the last record you released, it was It's My Time with Driller. You feel me? Shout out to Driller too, and Cheese. So, like, what can people expect from this mixtape, bro?
Well, literally, for one thing, Cheese is no longer on Stand Our Game. Was going to put that up right for the record.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Tables Turn is basically a mixtape with just nothing but real music. You feel me? It's just basically talking about all the shit I done went through this year, the beginning of the year, you know, dealing with all this negativity, all this hatred, and all of that. And I just feel like, just like I draw, it's my time, now I take the time. You feel me? I'm going to take it and run with it.
That's what it is, man. I know I got this, what's that record? I got, okay. That's what it is. And so we're going to go ahead and get in Tables Turned, like Tables Turned from Millie. Stand Out Gang. No, I said we're going to get to that Tables Turned record you sent in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, man, that's that funk, though. Like, for real, though.
Yeah, appreciate it. That's going to be one of the little tracks off the Tables Turned mixtape.
Already. And you got a mixtape release project, or you got a mixtape release project planned for it?
No, because it ain't dropping until 2016. Like, I don't want to give too much out, but I'm doing, like, a mixtape, an album, double disc. Then we're gonna drop it with the movie all at the same time. So I got a little shit planned, so you feel me? I'm coming out with a bang. Then you already know after that, Drilla dropping the summer 2016, and she coming with a bang. So just like it, like we've been doing.
That's what's up, man. I want to ask, man, how did the name Standout come about, man? The Standout Gang, how did that name come about?
Well, like when I used to do a lot of little interviews, you know, with the Wilson boys and all that, people would always ask us, like, to describe ourselves, like the genre of music or what we want to bring to the game. And they used to ask how we're going to stand out from other artists. So I just basically took that and ran with it. And, I mean, everything I do, I stand out with it. You feel me? When I get dressed, I stand out. When I do whatever, I just stand out. So it's just applied to your everyday life.
I feel you, bro. Now, where you at from right now to back then, what would you say would be the biggest difference where you at in the music field?
Well, I mean, back then, it was all about me just trying to release music and be heard and not really have goals and plans with it. And now that I got my own company now, it's all about business now. So I just sit back and we just sit back using the marketing skills and all that just to really make the music go where it's supposed to go. Because I know our music stand out. We got the talent. And you feel me? We should have been blowed a long time ago. But God works in mysterious ways. And, you know, patience is a virtue. So you just got to take it and live and learn.
Well,
with that being said, man, let's talk about this live and learn record that you sent in, bro. Like, what can you, how that record came about?
Well, this live and learn record is basically just real life shit. Like I said, well, I've been this year already, you know, with dealing with all these faith people around. So, and I got my dog on Fly. If you don't know Fly Monkey Business, he jumped on the track with me. You feel me? So that's, I mean, it's that. You live and you learn.
That's what it is, man. Keep going against this record. Live and learn.
Yeah, man, all alone. Two commas. I think I've been sitting right there on my side, dog. Stand down. Shit crazy, bro.
I might not be the richest in the world. Be loyal to the wrong people. Sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Be rolling with the devil all along. You live and learn. I might not be the richest in the world. Be loyal to the wrong people. Sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Be rolling with the devil all along. You live and learn. Alone, they've been flying heavy in the field with the fatty. Boy, you got to get it. My daughter's four, so you know I'm out here causing havoc. Swerve through traffic for that package, known for taking action. Ain't my time being wasted, I gotta replace it. This shit shaded like Tom Brady, they all deflated. Instead of leaving, they playing, knowing they really hate it. No matter what you try to do, you can never break me. Real nigga to the dirt. Lost after loss, but look what I done gained. Look what brought all that pain. Still the same, stand out in the game. Bet they still know the name. I might not be the richest in the world. Been loyal to the wrong people, sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Been rolling with the devil all along, you live and learn. I might not be the richest in the world. Been loyal to the wrong people. Sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Been rolling with the devil all along. You live and learn.
If they was switching up, cause I was fucked up. But they was balling with me. When I was turning up, I fucked cash on them. We was all straight. I either gave business, showed up at court dates. When they was all lost, I showed them all the way. But it was
It's like we both played for shit to distract us.
Niggas playing slimy every day. That's why I ride dolo. Stay getting paid. You see, it ain't a secret. Niggas turn their back on you. Leave you for the dead. Hell, they the ones who put a scrap on you. I might not be the richest in the world. You know you to the wrong people. Sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Been rolling with the devil all along. You live and learn. I might not be the richest in the world. Been loyal to the wrong people. Sometimes it's a blur. On point, never hit the curve. Been rolling with the devil all along. You live and learn.
Man, that bit for y'all snapped on that bit for real though, man.
Yeah, they're standing our shit on.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I gotta be, man. Yo, G, you got a question, bro, for Millie?
Yeah, I just got one quick question for you, Millie. With the different trends that we see in rap and R&B and the music industry as a whole, where do you see yourself going with your music in, say, the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, bro?
Basically, I'm a artist, you feel me? I don't consider myself a rapper. So as far as that with the music and the genres and all that, I do R&B, I do country, I do pop, I do reggae. I want to do a song with a Spanish artist, you feel me? So 3 to 5 years from now, I just see myself, you know, just trying to do different things, stand out in different avenues, and not just doing what everybody else doing.
Yeah, diversity, man. That's something that a lot of our artists are missing. Is a little diversity in their mixture. I can see you on that, bro.
Yeah, that's the exact thing right there. Like, I can do anything, and I prefer to do anything and go outside of the box, outside of my comfort zone, and that's basically what I done finally learned about myself, and that's what I'm finna, you feel me, just go ahead and attack it and stand out with it.
Cool. Hey, man, hey, congrats on the new single and everything and the album that's coming out, man, and good luck to you, and you know, I see big things in the next year for you, bro, so keep your head up and keep running out there with that, all right?
Yeah, sure, appreciate that, bro.
100, man, so, like, bro, let people know where they can find you at, bro.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Millie, the number 2 commas, COMMAZ. The same thing on Twitter. And Facebook is Millie863. And YouTube is youtube.com/officialMillie.
That's what it is, though. Yeah. I appreciate you coming through for the interview, though.
You say what now?
No, I was saying, appreciate you coming through for the interview, bro.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you having me, bro, taking out the time to, you feel me, just show your support with all the hustle and everything.
100, man, I support the independent grind, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely rocking with you, you heard me? So keep doing your thing, though. I'm gonna keep your singles in rotation, bro.
For sure, appreciate you, bro.
100.
All right.
Man, shout out to the homie Miller for coming through, man, for the dope interview, for the dope exclusives, man. I didn't even know he was working on that, you feel me? Shout out to the homie, man.
Shout out to him, man. Shout out to the whole Stand Out game, man. Definitely fucking with them heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's really awesome to see a lot of artists, you know, they're still out there, they pushing it, and you know what I'm saying? To show them love and show them, you know, that kind of respect is like one of the biggest things. I think that's, me personally, that's the most important thing when it comes to doing radio or anything like that, is to, you know, let the artists know that at the end of the day, they're still that main priority. They're still number one, because, you know, they're the ones that bring us life, that pretty much they bring their music to our life. And that's what makes, you know, the world pretty much better, is when we have their music out there to support and show love. So I definitely salute a lot of artists that's still doing it. I know it's not the easiest thing, and it's hard, one of the hardest professions to ever get into is music, but you know, everybody, they do it, and I support them 100% on what they do. I support the grind, I support the hustle, everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's why, like, I have a mad respect for seeing people just keep pushing and don't give up. Like okay, if you can't go, I don't know if I heard it from somewhere. Somebody told me like, if they don't let you in the door, you break the window open and climb through the window. You know what I'm saying? I'll come down the chimney. You feel me? How are you gonna get in? Get your way in by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that, man. Because you know it's a lot out there right now in the artist genres, all of the genres. You know, whether it be you know the music, the writing, the films, all everything. It's all being flooded. You know,
right.
So it's harder to get in than it used to be. And I got a lot of respect, especially for the underground artists, man. That push their way through, and they find that little crack in the system,
right.
And they get themselves out there, man. Because it's not an easy transition going from you know rapping out of your basement or out of your garage, and then actually getting on stage and doing those shows, man. When I was running with my boys in C-Boy, man, we met as much opposition as we met you know handshakes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because till you get your name out there and get your name on the lips of everybody and you know, of other people, you're really a nobody. You're somebody
right.
to yourself, but you're a nobody. And it's that struggle, that fight, you know, to make yourself, you know, like Millie said, stand out. You got to be able to stand out in the crowd, man. You know,
right.
Exactly. And I think that's where you separate the real hard workers from the ones that are, you know, built for it. It's because
right.
if somebody fails, they think that it's the end of the world. They're not going to make it, not do that. But it's like, honestly, it's just a challenge. You know what I'm saying? You know, back when I was in, you know, starting out with LGP, I was struggling. You know what I'm saying? We all struggled. But they never stopped me from continuing to do what I gotta do. I had, you know, a lot of negativity come my way, but at the same time, with that negativity, I had a lot of positivity as well too. A lot of people heard
right.
my music, and they're like, "Well, man, when you gonna come out with this and that?" Or you know what I'm saying? Or the people give me constructive criticism. That's what really messes up with everybody is constructive
mm-hmm.
criticism. When they sit there and hear the constructive criticism, and they flip it around. And they say that's a lot, like a lot of haters. I'm like, that's not hate. That's constructive criticism. If you can't take a constructive criticism, then you do not need to be in this game. Because
exactly.
there's going to be a lot of people coming in, and they're going to say what's on their mind. And when they say what's on their mind, well, you better
hurt
be
your feelings.
Able to handle it. Yeah, you better be able to handle it. I'm telling
I tell you,
man,
bro,
that part.
As a writer, you know, I have gone out and I've told people, tell me the bad. You tell me the bad. That way I know what I need to fix. You know, if I can fix it and make it better, then that's a plus in my box, not anybody else's box. That's a plus in my box. But then if I fix it, I'm giving my fans something else, you know, something more to look forward to. Like, damn, this
right.
kid done went in and, you know, he done changed this whole thing around, and it sounds even better. You know, and I will say thank you to anybody that say, man, what you wrote, man, that was a bunch of shit, man. That was bunk. Cool. What can you like about it? Tell me specifics. Give me specifics.
Right.
I ain't got no problems with going in and making changes that I know can be made. You know, and that's a part of the game. You know, like you said, you gotta be willing. You gotta have broad shoulders to take the criticism. Some of it's going to be good, but a lot more of it's going to be bad. But then there are going to be those few that's just going to be talking shit. It happens.
Right.
But you take all of that and you put that in one big box and you make something out of it that betters yourself. You know, and that's what a lot of artists and professionals, you know, that's the difference between us trying to get there and us just saying, oh, I give up, you know. If you're going to give up
right.
the first sign of negativity, then you're right. You don't need to be in this.
Right. And that's how it be a lot of times when I be, like, for example, like, I know when I first started out doing music, And when I started doing poetry, like a lot of people like my poetry, and we like where you should that sounds more like a song, like the poetry that you write, like it sounds more like a song, like for trapping that into a song and whatnot. So that okay, like some people like the poetry, some people like the rap. Okay, so let's try to be more poetic in the music. You know what I'm saying? Or some people be like, okay, you need your most spoken word. Okay, true. Okay, let's see what we can do. This is just not saying you doing what people like, but you know what I'm saying, you trying something different, and you actually not getting your feelings about it, like some artists be doing, some people be doing. Instead, you trying to improve. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I think a lot of people be getting confused. People be getting their feelings when like, nah, but I ain't like that record. You need some like people get comfortable with yes men. You should not have a bunch of yes men around. You should even have no yes men. I'm talking about you shouldn't have them in it. You should have no yes men around you. You should have honest people that ain't scared to hurt your feelings. Not really hurt your feelings, because you don't want somebody to be like, okay, look, that song,
that's terrible.
You don't want to like break down and cry. You don't want to have a mental breakdown because you hurt your feelings. But at least be honest enough with you that you could take it. You feel me?
Yeah, just I would say that's no. You touched on the head right there when you said don't have yes men around you, and I think that's the biggest important thing is you have a lot of people that hype up a lot of things, and
right. You
know everybody outside of that circle know it's not going to be the best thing, and when they listen to it, you're like, Why did he release that? You know what
right.
I'm saying? And then you end up looking at the people that they are hanging around with, and all you see all over their statuses is, man, this is going to be fire, man. Y'all, this is going to be, you know what I'm saying? Or you hear from them personally, and they're like, oh, bro, man, they told me that it's going to be fire, it's going to be this and that. And then they send you a sample, and it's like, they said that this is going to be fire? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, it's one of those things. I don't know why people will sit there and hype up something that's not that good, but they don't want to hurt that person's feelings. And it's like, it's okay to let that person know what's up. And that entitled in all, not even in music, but in life in general, should be what a real friend does, is tell you what you need to hear. Not what you want to hear, what you need to hear. They
right,
need to
right,
tell
right.
you. No,
right,
this
I
ain't...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, bro.
I'll give you a quick story. When I first wrote the first book of Tainted, right, I was in the hospital at the time, going through chemo and everything for the leukemia. And I had already put out a couple of small books, nothing major, just enough to get my name out there. You know, just enough to get the buzz. You know, people knew me because they read some of the stuff that I've just passed around. But me and my publisher was talking, and I was telling her, you see all these urban books, and they saying, my man, this is that shit, this is that blah, blah, blah. And it's like all five stars. You go in and you read it, and it's the same story, different place, different
yeah.
editors, but it's the same story, and none of
right.
them are good. So she was like, so what you going to do about it? I said, I don't know. What you think I need? She said, Jura, I'm going to tell you like I've always been told. If there's a story out there that you can't find, write it.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there in my hospital bed, and for 8 hours, I just wrote. Just wrote. And I had 8 chapters done by the end of that 8 hours. And that's how Tainted got started. That's how my first book got started, because I couldn't find anything that was not the same as what I'd already read. It was always about the drug dealers coming. He was either coming out of prison or he was almost getting ready to go to prison. You know, he was either about to regain his empire or he was about to lose his empire, but it was all the same story. You know, and it's all said in the hood, blah, blah, blah. I wanted something different. And that's what we as artists got to attain to. We gotta strive to give our audiences different than what the next man do. Like Millie said, you got to strive to stand out. Or you're going to be locked in a rut like a lot of these industry artists are right now. All of them sound the same to me.
All the same,
you hear the radio,
man. All the same.
And it's almost the same sounds over and over and over again. But it's with a different voice. But we got to do something different. So that's how Tainted came about, is because I wanted something different, and I wanted to give people something a little more credible than your run-of-the-mill drug dealer. I got tired of reading about the drug dealers. I got tired of reading about the prostitutes. I got tired of reading about going to the strip club, throwing out bands and bands of dollars, and I got tired of reading about that, so I wrote something different. And then each time I write, it's on that same mind thought, that same level. I want something different.
And that's how you should be. You should always, like I always try to be different. You know what I'm saying? Like I know, like, for, like, when even the people who I have around me, you know what I'm saying? Like shout out to Blank Scripts and Dark Sky and Mike Weasel. Like we, that's the thing about us. Like, we always trying to do something different. No matter if we're doing music or Blank Scripts doing photography, or if I'm writing a new piece, if I'm writing a piece of poetry, or if I'm working on a new short story or screenwrite, it's always has to be something different. It has to be better than the last, but it always has to be different from above the norm. You see what I'm saying? Like you should always try to not really outthink, but what's the word I'm looking for? I guess be above average, I guess.
Yeah, I strive for perfection, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I feel that same way. You got to really know what you're putting out. You got to really explore outside of the box when it comes to stuff like that. When you just feel as, okay, this is going to be hot, and you just throw it out there, and people around you that's out, that's not even your friend circle, end up telling you negative stuff like, oh, man, this ain't, you know, why don't you do something different or whatnot? Then that's when you say, okay, well, let me recheck what this is and, you know, or go a different route. Go to a different direction. Don't be afraid to explore a different direction. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because if you explore the same thing, do the same thing that everybody else is doing, guess what's going to happen? People are going to hear it, and then they're going to just forget you. You know what I'm saying? There's been so many people, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not even afraid to say it straight up. There have been so many artists that I've listened to, half of them I have not even remembered. Like, I used to go to different conferences, and I got in so many CDs and stuff. Half of the artists I don't even remember. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't even see on my Facebook anymore.
Like, you're just being nice. Now, see, I'm going to be honest. Now, with that, a lot of that I don't even listen to. I'm gonna be completely and probably didn't even listen to my stuff either. But I'm gonna be like, a lot of that I didn't even listen to because it's a way, it's a formula of how you just do stuff like that. You just can't just write on it. Well, I came up like that too, but then after you learn and then when you live and you learn, like Midley said, you do better. You know what I'm saying? But like when you just throw something out there and just put it out there, you don't even take the time to even invest into yourself. I'm not even going to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, okay, like, for example, I would get Save-A-Lot on Memorial. You feel me? No, it wasn't at Save-A-Lot. It was at City Train on Northside, because City Train used to be over here by Save-A-Lot Memorial, but they moved to Northside or whatnot. So I remember, like, going to the gym, and, like, dude just came up to the car, and dude was just like, yo, $5 for the mixtape, though. Like, check out my mixtape. I'm like, first off, I ain't say this, but this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, bro, I don't know you. I never heard of you. And your product don't even look like it was like it's that good, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, I ain't got it on me, which I don't think I really think I didn't have it on me. But still, though, you see what I'm saying? Like it's a way of you going about doing things. You feel me? Just for the add on to that conference, to that networking conference.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you, but at the same time with me, it's more of.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here, bro.
Okay.
nah, I'm saying, like, if you're going in a different direction, I understand. Then I see where you're going at. But your appearance and all that has to be, you know, has to catch my eye. And that's how I see it.
Exactly.
The appearance and how everything has to catch my eye rather than just handing me a CD. And then you want me to listen to it. I listen to it, and it's like, okay. And
exactly.
It's just like, at the end of the day, I get where they at because, you know, we've been down that route as well, too. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to do better. And a lot of artists need to start doing better on that. And,
right.
And you know, it takes time to practice and whatnot, so.
It does.
I think a lot of it also is that they don't understand the concept of paying your dues. You know, you got to start somewhere. But you can't start at the very top. It'd be like me walking up to Stephen King and saying, Mr. King, read my book. It's the next bestseller out there. And he's like, okay, and you are who? You know, I got to build up that rapport, man. I got to put it, you know, and that's what I'm doing right now. Every day is a new day, to tell people about what I do. Every day is a new day for y'all to get out there and tell people about what you do. And then doing something like this with the radio, you know, we hitting people that we wouldn't meet in our normal circles. You know, we paying dues because we're trying to get people on that train. You know, you get them on that train. If I didn't get people in front of me and let them hear about my stuff, somebody out there is going to want it. I know this.
Right.
Because I'm good at selling myself. You know, I'm good at selling the product that is me because I'm a brand. I'm my own brand. And that's what a lot of these artists and entertainers are missing out on is that they're not becoming they're not putting forth the effort to pay those dues to become more than just quote unquote in their own minds the next big thing. You gotta start somewhere. You can't just expect it to be handed to you. You know, if that was the case, then I'd be on the New York bestsellers list. I'd be there already. But I expect the struggle. I look forward to it, man, because I know that at the end of the day, people are going to want this book. People are going to want this product. People are going to want more from me, and that's why I keep writing. You know what I'm saying? So it's paying dues and making that, you know, that all those ends come together at the back end of that big picture.
Right. Exactly.
And Brandon, like, do you see a lot of that with like a bunch of writers who just like just hop out there and just try to throw their stuff on you? Because the only writers I know is you and then the homie James Bennett. I don't know them in the artists. So do you see a lot of that in your lane? Like a lot of artists be trying to just throw their stuff on you where you don't even have an established brand, an established name yet.
Wait a minute, say it again now.
No, I was saying like, do you see a lot of that? Like a lot of writers just want to throw their product on you. But when you don't even know who they are, do you see a lot of that in your lane?
I've had people step up to me and you know, be like, hey, man, I got this, that, and that. I work for a company called Vantage Point Publishing. There's a process, you know, and it's just like with the big industry, that receive tons and tons of manuscripts to read. You know, we go through this process where we have to read through all of this stuff. But if I go on your Facebook page, and you only got a few people as, you know, friends and fans and this, that, and the other, and I don't see you pushing yourself. I don't see none of your work of any kind on any page. You don't have an author or a fan page. You're not putting in any work. I'm not working with
you
because I know that you're not willing to put forth that effort. You're not trying to get out there. I'm trying to get out there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm quick to tell a person, and I'm a firm believer that, yes, there's a story in everybody, but no, everybody can't write. And
this is true.
I have learned the art of being very democratic when I tell people, hey, what you got is just not ready. You know, you need to go and do one thing that every writer should do, and that's read. If you're going to write in a specific genre, read in that genre. Don't read everything else. Don't read just the newspaper if you're going to write fantasy. You got to go and read fantasy books. You got to read Terry Brooks. You got to read Robert A. A. Howard. You got to know the history. You got to know what you're doing, you know. And I've had people drop, for lack of a better word, drop crap in my lap because that's what it is, you know. The one thing I tell anybody, before you send it to me or my publishing company, get it edited. If you don't spend the time to write it, get it edited. Don't edit it yourself. Get an editor. Have somebody edit it. Don't let your best friend edit it. I don't care if they're an English teacher. get you an editor. Before I get that, I don't want to have to read through a million mistakes in the first paragraph. I'm throw it away. Just that plain, just that simple. And I will write you a letter and tell you why I threw it away.
Right.
Because if it's not ready, it's not ready, and I'm not going to spend the time, and me and my boss, you know, me and my partner ain't going to spend the time and the money trying to get you ready, because when you come to a publisher, you should be ready.
Right,
exactly.
You should
be ready, you know. And I'm sure that's the same way with the music, you know, because I know when I was running with Ski Boy, you know, we'd get people walking up to us while we was out there on out there in E-Boy, you know, listening to this, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, I'll listen to it, but if it's crap, it's crap.
Right.
If it sounds like it was recorded on a CD, on a boombox,
cell phone,
you know, you can't make that sound no better. If you're not going to spend the money to make yourself sound like you really belong, then, you know, it's like that old adage, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Exactly.
That works with just about anything.
Exactly.
And with that being said, man, we're going to get into this record. Shout out to the homie M3 out of Tallahassee, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be grinding, like, for real. Like, I know he got some shows coming up. Shout out to M3, man, the finer things. Let's get it.
Tell me what they really want to do, because I don't think they really want it now.
3EP.
Okay, tell me what it is. Do I got this talent to really make it big? Lately I've been having to, they can just sit with a beat in a mic, sipping drink at the grill. But lately, they've been disrespecting me, hating on a broke soul, that's a mystery. Trying to get these frames, never wanna live the same, cause I don't think that I can even go insane. A failure, cause that is not an option. Everybody say they fly, but they just birds that be flocking. I know that my people rocking, yeah boy they rocking. If you got a problem with it, then they might just get the popping. No, wanna dodge the influence. It's a dirty cold world, I be living in the sewage. My heart and my soul get clean from this music. I'm just trying to stick to it. Oh, I. Inside my heart, I know I got something to prove. Gang of the school, man, they want me to choose. But I play both sides, and one thing you will lose. Yeah. And there is not no rematch, I'm just riding on this beat. So let me go and pull the seat back, put them to the gas. If they blocking, I'ma crash. Cause behind that brick wall, where I wanna be at. What's the conversation? I'm just steady being patient, waiting down in the basement, about to claw my way up like a crab in a bucket, pulling down all the people who ain't standing for something. And I've been going hard, I've been going strong, I've been chasing money, nigga, all year long. Looking at my rounds and my girl be on the phone. I told her we gonna get it, I just told her hold on. Tell me what they really wanna do, cause I don't think they really want it now.
That's that funk, man. That's that funk.
It's dope, man. It's dope. So I'm going to just announce this. This Friday, we're going to have us a special edition of our show. It's going to be called a thank you show. And I say the reason why I call it the thank you show, because as you know, next week is Thanksgiving. So this month, like this whole week, I've been very thankful for a lot of things. So so this Friday, I want a lot of people to call in to say what they're thankful for. Because next Friday, it's not going to be Thanksgiving because it's going to already be past. It's going to be like, you know, that. And plus, everybody's going to be all out for Black Friday and all that. But that's a different story. So,
oh, man, Black Friday could be crucial.
Yeah, that's the reason why. And I hope I don't. I pray I do not work that day. I just don't want to work on Black Friday, man. It's going to be brutal. But anyway, it's going to be brutal. But anyways. This Friday is going to be a special edition of Thank You episode of True Entertainment Friday show. And did anybody call in, give thanks to whatever you want and whoever you want and what, you know, anything like that? Because I want a lot of people to actually be thankful this year and actually show thanks and give a lot, you know, to really show the meaning of who they really care for and what they really care for this year. Because, you know, as I've seen before, I don't know, Thanksgiving is kind of, I don't know, a lot of people going to see their family and whatnot. But I also want to spread a message to actually just show thanks for not only just one day, but for the rest of the years that you live. You know what I'm saying? Show gratitude to people that really care for you and that actually show you something. You know what I'm saying? Don't just say, okay, thank you, and then don't even hit them up later. Actually just show thank you every day by doing something small. It don't even have to be big, but just do something small for the people that you actually care for and love. So this is the day that I'm doing it on, which is Friday. So I want everybody to call in, give a thanks for something, and, you know, just spread that message. Just keep it going. You know, pay it forward, to be honest with you. So
that's what it is. And since you announced, I guess I'm going to go ahead and make my announcement. There will not be a show on Monday. I repeat, there will not be a show on Monday. Given the reason why, I'm going out of town, so I'm going to be preparing to go out of town for Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? So there will not be a show on Monday, you feel me? So, and then we're going to be back the following Monday. So the last Monday, we will be back live, you know what I'm saying? Back on the doing the same thing again with another interview. I ain't gonna leave that out just yet, though. You heard me. Like, we go get down the hush real quick, like, you feel me?
Exactly. But either way, man, I love tonight's show, man. We talked about a whole bunch of awesome things, man. And
for real?
I love nights like this. I love when we just sit back and we just talk about what's all going on, current events and whatnot. You know,
right.
I definitely appreciate, you know, talking with Gerald. You know what I'm saying? So it really means a lot. I'm still going to definitely get that Tainted too. I still got to get that book. And
well, let me know when you're ready for it, man, because I got copies over here that I need to sell right now.
All right, definitely. Well,
and when bought through me, you know, they get signed. So, you know, that way when I do get to sit at that big table,
Hey, man. Hey, one day at a time, bro. One day at a time.
Hey,
you keep grinding. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I love just artists in general, especially novelists. I used to love reading a whole bunch back in Lakeland. And now since I came up here, bro, I've been so busy with everything. I haven't got back up in the library, but I need to get back up in there, man. I haven't been there in a minute. But it's just, it really is good to see a lot of, you know, a lot of different people in different, you know, genres of not entertainment, whether it's, you know, being an author or, you know, being in music or being a painter or whatnot, and they're, you know, pursuing their dreams. And I would love to see more of that, man. So I do give a shout-out to everybody and, you know, for pursuing what they want to pursue. And it's very meaningful. It's hard. I ain't gonna say it's the easiest thing in the world, but as long as you continue doing what you love, man, and that's all that matters, bro. At the end of the day, it matters what you want to do, not what everybody else wants you to do. What you want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
But
man, so with that being said, man, I know we got like a few minutes to wrap up the show, though. Jay, you got any last words, man, or any shots you want to give, bro?
Hey, I just want to say, you know, thank you for having me on, man. I'm looking forward to doing this again. It was a very informative night, you know, just sitting back and, you know, like you say, it's like being out on the Ave, man, or being up in the barber shop, you know, just shooting the breeze.
For real, for real.
You know, anybody out there that want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Facebook. You know, just look up GR Johnson 2069. That's me. You can find me all over Amazon. You can find me on Barnes and Nobles, BooksandMillions.com. You know, or just like I said, just look me up. You know, I'm willing to talk about what I do, and I'm willing to listen to what you do. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. The network, it's real and it works. You know,
that's what it is.
Word of mouth, man. Word of mouth gets us all known.
What? For real?
Most definitely.
You got any shout-outs you want to give, bro?
Man, I want to give a shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to Millie. Shout-out to you, man. Shout-out to everybody. Of course, shout-out to Gerald. And just shout-out to everybody for just doing what you're doing, man. I know sometimes it's hard in life and you want to try to pursue something else. But in the end, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. And shout out to my co-host, MJ, and DJ Mr. Omar. Actually, that dude done had like a, I think he had a DJ versus DJ contest like last week or yesterday or last weekend or something like that. He had a DJ versus DJ contest. So shout out to him for that, man. But y'all definitely can catch me every Friday at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on True Entertainment Friday Show, same station, you know, Blog Talk Radio, whatnot, blah, blah, blah. But you know what it is. But y'all can hit me up on Facebook, you know. Y'all can find me, Tyler McRoy. Hit me up on IG with Lucci Long 2. Hit me up on Twitter, Mac Lucci, MackLucci. And whatnot, y'all can find me in all those places. Just type in Tyler McRoy, and you know Google will find me. Man, it's kind of scary, but seeing how Google just find your name and they put your profile and everything, but it is what it is. Y'all just type in my name, and that's what's up. So, but I'm about to go ahead and head out, man, and try to get some ice cream. So I will see y'all.
You know,
I will see y'all later on, bro. And y'all have a good night, man. Have a good week.
Good night to both of y'all too, man.
Most definitely, bro. All right, good night, bro.
100, man. Shout out to UG for coming through, man. Rocking it with me, though. Co-host with me. Shout out to Looch. You know, y'all catch him on his Friday show. Man, first and foremost, shout out to the guy who make all this possible. Shout out to my two co-hosts for the night. Shout out to Millie for the interview. And shout out for everybody who listened in, man. Catch us here, not next Monday, but the following Monday. Same time, same place, you feel me? And we're going to finish the show out with my homie Deuce of the Phantom, Westside. Let's get it. Good night, y'all, and be safe.
I'm on the west side. You looking for me, you can find me on the west side. You got a problem, I got killers on the south side. I see licks for my hitters on the north side. And I ain't waiting, my wordy, I want it right now. You looking for me, you can find me on the west side. You got a problem, I got killers on the south side. Licks for my hitters on the north side. And they ain't waiting, my wardy, I want it right now. They talk about me in my city, cause I'm so consistent, terrific. Taking over with no permission. I got a fetish for success, so I gotta get it. My mind is like ammunition, because I'm on a mission.
Say what? I'm on a mission. Look at me now, back nine, spitting rounds, a lot of critics in here. I'ma tear the roof down. TYB, I take a bribe. She don't see none of you clowns. That ass go up, and the ones rain down. 305 ATL to my G's uptown. I ball like a chump because I wanna make it bounce. I started with an ounce, but my goal was a pound. Real G's fly high, keep the devil on the ground. I tell your girl, bring that ass to the west side. Oh, you gon' ride, I'm gon' hit it from your best side. Come in my city, I'ma show you how we tear it down. I'm so loud, they can hear me on the other side. I'm on the west side. You looking for me, you can find me on the west side. You got a problem, I got killers on the south side. I see licks from my hitters on the north side. And I ain't waiting, my wardy, I want it right now. You looking for me, you can find me on the west side. You got a problem, I got killers on the south side. I see licks from my hitters on the north side. And I ain't waiting, my wardy, I want it right now.
Fresher than baby's ass. This is first class. If you rolling with us, you need a gas mask. Hit your ass with both sides like some nunchucks. And before this, it was gonna be big trucks. Had 100 clips, but they all dumped. And I run the game, man, you can call it Forrest Gump. Messing with the other kind, that'll get you slumped. Make you do the Chris Brown when I pop the trunk. I do this for my team, we stay on MLK, so you know we got a dream. But the vision kinda blurred, been sipping on some good, so you know my words slurred. Fire up that louder than speakers. You are the queen of soul, but not Aretha. You play different keys like Alicia. I'm about to set it off like Vivica. Chopper show up, wanna visit ya. Trick and treat or Jack the Ripper. You niggas softer than gizzards. You niggas turning color straight lizards. That ain't how you handle business. It's an upset where you living, so don't claim false religion. Or the tools will get to ripping. News report is better killing. Silly nigga. Hey. Chillin' on the west side, I'm chillin' on the south side, north side, west side, every side, hey.
Phantom, hey. I'm on the west side, you looking for me, you can find me on the west side. You got a problem, I got killers on the south side. I see licks for my hitters on the north side. And I ain't waiting, my wardy, I want it right now. You looking for me, you can find me on the west side.